New heading, Focus and Execution. In a sense, I suggest that all that we have covered can be essentially summarized in two words, focus and execution. In these two words, we truly find simplicity on the far side of complexity. Again, focus deals with what matters most, and execution deals with making it happen. The cutting-edge bestseller business book by Ron Chiron and Larry Bossidy called Execution, The Discipline of Getting Things Done, has been influential in my thinking behind this two-word summary. In this book, they said, "Leadership without the discipline of execution is incomplete and ineffective. Without the ability to execute, all other attributes of leadership become hollow. No company can deliver on its commitments or adapt well to change unless all leaders practice the discipline of execution at all levels. Execution has to be part of a company's strategy in its goals. It is the missing link between aspirations and results." Close quote. The first two roles of leadership, modeling and pathfinding, can be summarized in the one word, focus. The next two roles of leadership, aligning and empowering, can be summarized in one word, execution. How is this so? Well, just think about it. Pathfinding is essentially strategic work. It's deciding what the higher priority goals are, what values are to serve as guidelines in accomplishing and sustaining those goals. But this requires both a clear understanding and a commitment in the culture toward those goals. Such commitment is based upon trust, trustworthiness, and synergy, the essence of the first role, modeling. So only when there is true personal and interpersonal trustworthiness will trust develop and team synergy be effective. This personal, interpersonal, and team modeling involves mutual respect, mutual understanding, and creative cooperation. Essentially, habits 4, 5, and 6, in producing a clear, committed set of high-priority goals. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind. This personal, interpersonal trustworthiness is in turn based on people being true to their values and goals. In other words, personal focus and execution. This is habit 3, put first things first. The expression first things first is another way of describing focus and execution. The next two roles of leadership, aligning and empowering, represent the execution. This means creating structures, systems, and processes, that is aligning, that intentionally enable individuals and teams to translate the organization's larger line-of-sight strategic goals or critical priorities, pathfinding, into their actual day-to-day work and team goals. In short, people are empowered to get the job done. Focus and execution are inseparably connected. In other words, until you have people on the same page, they will not execute consistently. If you use the industrial age command and control transaction model to get focus, you won't be able to use the knowledge worker age empowerment transformation model to get execution, simply because without involvement and/or identification, you will not get enough emotional commitment to the focus. Execution will simply not take place. Likewise, if you use the knowledge worker involvement empowerment approach to achieve a common focus, but then an industrial age command and control approach for execution, you won't be able to maintain the focus because people will perceive the lack of sincerity and integrity. On the other hand, if you use the knowledge age model for both focus, that is modeling and pathfinding, and execution, that is aligning and empowering, you will produce integrity and trustworthiness in the organizational culture. The organization will not only find its voice, but will also use its voice to superbly serve its purposes and stakeholders.